I used to know a guy who was excited about Jesus. I don't know where he came from in regard to his former life, but when he trusted Jesus, his life was so transformed, and he was so excited about it, he couldn't wait to tell people about what Christ had done for him. And if you hung around him long enough, you'd get excited about Jesus too, because his love for Christ was contagious. I never saw a man witness to more people one-on-one than this particular friend of mine. He was always telling people about Jesus. Maybe your experience of salvation isn't anything to talk about. Maybe you getting saved wasn't any big deal. Maybe you feel that Jesus didn't do anything really special for you, and therefore you don't need to talk about it with anybody else, because even though you're saved, you're not much excited about it, or really that much excited about Jesus. At least that's the way you come across to folks when they find out that you are a Christian. Or maybe they don't know that you are a Christian because you've managed to hide it so well. Let me tell you something, friend. If you're a saved individual and you are a silent witness for Christ and the gospel, I feel sorry for you. You may have your excuses now on why you don't regularly witness for Christ by sharing your faith and spreading the gospel message. But when you die and stand before Christ at the judgment seat, you have no excuses then, because they won't cut the mustard on that day. I spent an afternoon with my friend years ago, and every person he came in contact with that day heard about Jesus and how Jesus transformed his life, whether it was a store clerk or a fellow businessman or a person on the street or someone standing in line at the shopping mall. They heard my friend's testimony, and whether they received or rejected the message, they could not deny the fact that they were confronted with a man who was excited about something and he wanted to share it. Maybe you're just not excited about Jesus anymore. You can be honest, friend. I'll never forget the story that Duncan Campbell told. At the time, he was a pastor, and he had been a pastor for the last 18 uneventful years. And one morning, he was up in his study preparing a message on the Holy Spirit, which he was to deliver to a minister's conference in a week's time. And as he was preparing his sermon, he heard his teenage daughter happily singing a hymn downstairs. So he put down his pen and he walked downstairs to greet her. He said, "Lassie, what on earth are you singing about so merrily at 6 o'clock in the morning?" And she threw her arms around his neck and said, "Oh, Daddy, I've just spent a glorious hour with Jesus in my quiet time, and I'm so happy, Daddy, I'm singing about him. Isn't Jesus wonderful, Daddy?" And Duncan Campbell said to himself as he slowly walked back up the stairs, "Here I am, preparing a message on the Holy Spirit for my brethren, and I can honestly say that right now, Jesus isn't wonderful to me." And that day, Duncan Campbell locked himself up in his room, and he threw himself down on the floor, and for the next 5 hours, he prayed and wrestled with God so desperately that his wife wanted to call a doctor because it seemed he'd gone mad. Finally, he got a breakthrough with God, and he rededicated himself to Christ and the gospel. And in the next few months, he resigned the security of his settled pastorate and became a missionary to go spread the gospel, because He was so excited about someone and something, he had to go tell others about it or die. The Apostle Paul said, "Woe to me if I do not preach the gospel." Friend, when others look at you, do they see someone who's excited about Jesus and that you are going to burst open if you don't tell somebody about it? Let me ask you, friend, and please be honest, is Jesus wonderful to you?